During the last half of the 20th century, American participation in the stock market grew from about 4 million investors to nearly 85 million. At first, men dominated investment decisions, but in the last several decades, women have gained more financial clout. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, Susan Kaplan reports.
New York Stock Exchange Chairman Dick Grasso has seen tremendous change in the country's financial landscape during the past three decades. Grasso says nowhere is that change more poignant than in the growth of women's participation. Since Muriel Siebert became the first woman to buy a seat on the exchange in 1967, Grasso says women have continued to make substantial inroads.
Just slightly over 50% of the shares that are in the hands of investors in this country are indeed owned by women.
Grasso says women are also making great strides in the industry.
If you look in the space of financial services and you see the rising participation of women in the executive core, in the asset management end of the business, in the financial advisory end of the business, I think that, you know, this has become a democratized process where women are able to compete toe-to-toe with their male counterparts and do so extremely well.
But an increased presence in the workforce and growing financial stakes don't necessarily translate into better investment acumen, particularly for young women. A recent survey of young single women found women with more credit card debt than their male counterparts. And the survey says young women are more interested in buying shoes than investing their money. This is troubling for Anne Kaplan, a partner at Goldman Sachs and Company, who focuses on financial services for women. She says women live longer than men and so are likely to inherit and make a lot of money.
The average age at which women are widowed is now 57 years old, and there will be an enormous wealth transfer first to the women of our country before wealth is transferred to the next generation.
Kaplan, together with Goldman Sachs, gave $2.5 million to Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts, to establish the first financial management program at an all-women's college. Outgoing Smith president Ruth Simmons says women are often uncomfortable managing their assets.
We put that control in somebody else's hands because we're so intimidated by it.
Simmons says Smith's high-powered alumni are no exception.
They often feel inclined to put that in their husband's hands rather than making a decision, and they often feel paralyzed.
So Smith is offering courses in everything from personal finance and principles of investing to risk tolerance and socially responsible investment strategies. And students like sophomore Aaron Lessard are flocking to sign up.
I'm not a trust fund baby, so one of my goals personally is not necessarily to get married. At this point, I'm really excited about having a career, and I don't think you can really be free or be independent and go off and do all the things you want to do unless you can finance them.
And Emily Lauer Bader, who'll be a junior in the fall, says she wants to learn how to take financial responsibility early on.
I told my mother last summer that I wanted to open a CD, and her face just lit up. And we went to the bank, and the woman at the bank said, well, how about, you know, a retirement plan? And I said I wasn't quite ready for that.
These Smith students may not be typical of their generation, but outgoing Smith president Ruth Simmons hopes they'll become role models. She says as women become increasingly responsible for their family's financial outlook, their financial sophistication becomes more critical. New York Stock Exchange Chairman Dick Grasso says this is the right time for women to take more active control of their money.
There isn't a part of this business that wouldn't support the theory that while the industry may have been slow in years past, and shame on us, right now, this is a true meritocracy, and women are leading in all aspects of this business. And I think one can be, in Wall Street parlance, very bullish for the outlook on women.
Grasso says women aren't the only ones who need to get up to speed when it comes to money. Men are also underinformed. But with women's growing financial resources, some say the next battle of the sexes may take place in proxy fights and corporate boardrooms. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan in Northampton, Massachusetts.